If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gib. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and we have a new season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta on the horizon. Season 17 premieres this Sunday at 8 p.m. on Bravo, next day on Peacock. And I'm really excited for this season. The season premiere is solid. It's not the best season premiere I've ever seen, but it's really promising for the rest of the season. This group feels really great. It's fun. It's hilarious. They're giving each other shit. There's lots of interesting threads to be pulling. I'm in on the season of Atlanta, and I hope that it delivers on its promise, because I feel like it does have a lot of promise. And to celebrate Real Housewives of Atlanta almost being back on our screens, today we have an interview with Shamia Morton. Shamia obviously has been around the show for a very long time, but this is just her second season as a full-time housewife, as a peach holder. And, you know, her first season, I mean, last season was such an interesting season of Housewives because, you know, it was really a rebuilding year for Atlanta, a quasi-reset, a quasi-reboot. You know, they brought in some new people. They made Shamia full-time. They, you know, brought back Phaedra. Cynthia was a friend. But then they also had this huge thing with Britt Eady and Kenya Moore that kind of overshadowed the whole thing. I feel like it started to find its footing towards the end. So I feel like the idea of having a season with mostly the same group, obviously with a big hole without Kenya there, it's still exciting because it's like, all right, we're not going to have some crazy event that's going to overshadow the potential of this cast. And also part of that season was Shamia, who has been, you know, Portia's childhood best friend, her becoming full-time on the show, which also when Portia came back to the show, it complicated things for them and it changed their dynamic. I think that their dynamic was always Portia, you know, took up a lot of oxygen in the room and Shamia was sort of there as a supporting character. And to have Shamia full-time and for them to be more on equal footing, that just changed things, I think, kind of permanently, or at least for right now in their friendship. And so they've had a big falling out, obviously, if you watch the show. And that seems to continue this season. They start off seemingly trying to play nice, but like they've also had this like off-camera text exchange that's very vague. You'll hear me talk to Shamia about it, but they're still not on good terms. And so it makes me sad. And I also talked to her about that. I'm curious why it stays that way, I guess. And it just feels like, you know, the new additions of Kay Michelle and Pinky Cole, like they're interesting for very different reasons. I'm particularly excited about Kay Michelle, honestly. I am not familiar with her game. I've obviously heard of her. She's already really exciting me on this first episode. And there's a lot going on Atlanta, and it's an exciting time to be a fan of the show. for the first time in a while, honestly, like then last season and this season, it feels like they're figuring it out. They're figuring out this new era and what it looks like. And I think it's exciting. So keep listening for my chat with Shamia Morton. Tune in to The Real Housewives of Atlanta season premiere on Sunday at 8 p.m. on Bravo. Stream it next day on Peacock. And please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you're listening to this right now. Thanks so much for listening and supporting the show this week. It's been a big one and it's meant a lot.
I want to gab.
All right. Today we are gabbing with Shamia Morton from The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which is coming back for season 17 this Sunday. Shamia, I'm so excited for the season. The premiere is so fun. How are you feeling with it almost back?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, can I just say, Gibson, you're my favorite person to gab with.
Oh
yeah,
God, thank you.
I mean, because you have a smile that just lights up the room. So
that's very nice of you, Shamia.
I'm super excited.
Takes one to know one, you know.
I'm excited for my sophomore year on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I finally found my footing, and I'm just standing in my truth. I'm really showing people who I am, and I'm unapologetically me. I mean, I felt like last year I was trying to just protect people and feelings and things and just sweeping things under the rug. And, you know, but this season I'm just me.
So when you say, is that what you mean when you say finding your footing? Like you just feel like you were, you've been on the show, but it was your first time with having a peach.
Right.
Too,
so I think that's what I mean. So like when you're a friend to the show.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even have a microphone on, so they can't even hear anything you say. Your opinion really doesn't matter. You're there literally to support your friend.
Sure.
And you are you're not the focal point, right? But last season, me coming in as a new peach holder, I was finally able to showcase my family, my lifestyle, just my friends, like, it was more about me instead of me being a friend of, right?
Yeah, totally.
And that's different. People don't understand. That's very different because as a friend, you may come, you may not come, you may see the ladies, you may not. You didn't get confessionals. You weren't really at reunion. So all of those things are different. And whereas I'm used to being able to sit back, let things play out, be quiet about it, not care about it. It was like, no, what are your opinions? What do you feel?
Right.
You can't just sweep it under the rug. Cynthia said it best at reunion. You got to say how you feel and speak on it. And you can't expect people to read your mind. And if you don't like something, you got to say it. And
right.
You can't expect people to be the friend that you want them to be or the friend that you are to them. They're going to be who they are. And you got to move on from it. And so I really own all of that this season.
That's good. And I feel like, and I also feel like that you're, when you were a friend of the cast of the show in that role, sometimes that role is like a little bit more like oblique.
It's fluid.
Yeah, it can be very fluid, but I feel like you also came in like very distinctly like as, I guess, like as Portia's friend. And so like to break out of that is probably, there's an extra layer of it for you, I feel like. And
oh,
I feel,
for sure.
I mean, I feel like I'm glad you've gotten to a point now where you feel like, okay, I've kind of shed.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and that's what I was telling people. It's almost like when you are in a relationship, you don't, when you break up with someone, you don't just, it's like not overnight. Like, you're not like, okay, and now I'm back. Da, da, da. You know, it's always in your own time.
Yeah.
Like people can't tell you how long to heal from something that's, for me, that meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. So,
of course.
I mean, this is a childhood friendship that was not for TV. It was my real life. So just showcasing it on TV and it ended up playing out like it did, it was, you know, a lot to just digest. So I needed to take my time to do that. And now I'm great. I'm happy.
Good.
I'm in a great space. Life is good. God is good. I'm happy.
Good. So you said at BravoCon, Shamia, you made some headlines when you said that you're in your villain era this season. And so I guess one of my first questions when it comes to that is if you're the villain, who's on the other side of that? Is it one person? Is it multiple people?
I don't know. You have to see.
Okay.
You have to tune in Sunday.
How would you define your villain era? Like, how does that manifest itself?
You know, and some people call it a villain, but honestly, I just feel like I am speaking up for things bother me, things that I agree with, things that I don't agree with. I'm not letting people walk over me, talk over me, and talk down about me. So I'm like, I'm attacking it all head on, and I'm going straight to the source.
It's a good way to be on Housewives, Shamia. So that's
good. Yeah. And I ruffle a lot of feathers now.
I'm sure. I mean, I feel like it, Atlanta, like it has this, there's people that have come onto the show at so many different points, you know? So it's, do you feel like some of the women feel like there should be a hierarchy on the show and you're kind of pushing against that?
It'd be unfortunate because I think we all add value and we all bring something to the show. Even with the new castmates, you know, Pinky Cole and Kate Michelle. Pinky Cole being an amazing entrepreneur, businesswoman. Kate Michelle being a country superstar. This huge, beautiful voice. We all add something. And that's the great thing about this cast, ensemble cast. You can find something that you relate to in each and every one of us. I might not be your person, but, you know, Angela Oakley maybe, or Drew, or, you know, Phaedra, or, you know, we have a great group.
I totally agree. I was in the audience, Shamia, at BravoCon, at the Atlanta panel, which was a really good, lively panel. And I felt like I was almost like watching the show, kind of. And I mean that in a positive way.
Yeah, no, it was a lot.
But you, Kelly, and Drew had this kind of like lengthy back and forth on the couches, and you were on the same side, so it made that logistically kind of interesting. what's I guess the root of you and Drew, do you think? Is the baseline sort of competition over singing? Because I feel like that comes up a lot when you guys are...
No, absolutely
what
not.
What is it?
I would hope it wouldn't be, because with music, I think we have different
so
styles. We're both talented, and there's room for both of us to really be amazing in this space. I don't know what it is. I tried to get to the bottom of it, but sometimes you just got to tell yourself, like, it's not your person. Mm-hmm. Like, some people just aren't meant to be cool with, and I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I think that's another thing that I've been, you know, kind of coming into, just being okay with the people that are my people and the people that aren't. I'm not forcing anything anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've gotten to that point too, where it's like, some people just aren't your people. You don't have to be liked
by
everybody. You don't have to like everybody. Yeah. It's exhausting.
Because here's the thing, when you are raising two children and got a husband and all the other things, you're trying to be a business owner, you reserve your time for the people that deserve them. I reserve for those that deserve. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't want any part of it. I'm not trying to hang out with you, because it's toxic and it's dark and it's heavy and no thank you.
So what did you think of her reenactment of your YouTube video on
Well, you know, I didn't know it was a reenactment. She's just a really great actress in her real life, even. She's always acting and the camera never cuts for her. So I've yet to really get to know the real Drew.
Okay.
I just know Drew Nocchio, the one who lies all the time but knows never grows.
You're a poet and you didn't know it, Shamia. That's
look at you, bars. Oh, I didn't know it.
Clearly your friendship with Kelly though has blossomed. And like that, that's one of the first scenes that we see in the season premiere. You guys clearly have so much fun together. And I think as you both sort of talk to your kid, you spend time with each other's kids. You've really connected on so many different levels. And I saw this clip from BravoCon where you talked about how, like, part of the reason why that friendship has really hit for you is that you feel like you receive from her.
Absolutely.
So it really is a mutual friendship from your perspective. That's
for
really
sure.
Cool.
Almost like a relationship. Sometimes when you're in the wrong relationship, you give and give and give, and it's toxic and it's dark. And then it's not until you come out of it to where you realize, oh, wait, this is how friendship should be. It should be give and take. It should be, you know, you're not the only one that's giving. You got to be able to receive as well. And I pour into her and she pours into me. Mm-hmm. And that's a blessing. It's a breath of fresh air, to be honest. We don't just, you know, thrive on the show, but we hang out more off of the show when we're not filming. Mm-hmm. We take family trips. We do Sunday dinners. We do Taco Tuesday.
Nice.
It's a beautiful friendship. I'm able to bounce off ideas, you know, off of her. Like, hey, what do you think about this idea as a business? What do you think about that? And she's like very, very open and honest, right? And that's what it's about. I mean, like I was telling somebody else, I will call my parents, my husband, sisters for advice. But now I'm like, Kelly, call me back ASAP, you know?
That's great.
That's a beautiful friendship.
On every level, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And it just happened naturally, organically. It wasn't forced. But we just have a lot in common. Even our parents are friends now.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
And also you're having this, I mean, you've obviously been around this group for a lot longer, but like you're both also having this similar experience on the same sort of timeline where this is both your second season. So
exactly.
I'm sure you can also be there for each other in that capacity as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got her back. She got mine.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a friendship to where she can tell me when I'm wrong and I can tell her as well.
Yeah.
I'm not her yes girl and she's not mine.
There we go. And so in the premiere, it's interesting because we hear that like you and Portia had this kind of heated text exchange and you have this great confessional moment where you're kind of miming it. So we haven't really seen it, but it seems like you and her seem to want to play nice, at least at the when you greet each other, and you didn't really want to address that, at least in front of the group. But Kelly brings it up at towards the end of the event, that the text messages between you two. What did you think of her bringing it up, sort of not on your behalf, but like she brought it up when it wasn't going
to
be brought up?
To be honest, and Kelly never seen the text. Kelly just knows of the text because she asked me, and this is a little tea, and she asked me, why was I hesitant about going? Because I was like, damn, did Portia mean to invite me? Or was I just on the group text? You know, and she forgot to take me off. And she was like, why would you say that? I was like, well, girl, we had a heated text exchange. So that was kind of the gist of it. Like, to this day, she doesn't know what the texts actually say. No one does. But I guess y'all just got to keep watching.
Because I feel like usually we'll see a screenshot or something. Why in this particular case
Well, because in the past, I was accused of telling, you know, me and Portia's business or showing texts, which this is another proof that I don't do that. I may have spoken about it, but no one really knows what it is, you know?
Yeah.
That was our business is what it is. And she won't talk about it. Great. But I'm not here to do that. And I'm happy that we can kind of coexist.
And that's a statement in and of itself for you to not show them. Right. Right.
Yeah. We understand where we are.
And I guess like, this is me as a fan of the show. And I'm curious what you think when you hear people say this, because I am always like, oh, like it makes me sad that you guys, that Portia and Shamia are still in a bad place in their relationship after so many years of friendship. But then I also, sometimes I second guess myself because I'm like, is that sort of flattening sort of what you guys have gone through in the past couple of years? So it has been a tough road, you know, like, I guess, how do you feel when you hear like, oh, Shamia and Portia, like we'd love to see them friends again. It makes us sad.
Aw. Well, you know, I think last season I was like, it was heartbreaking for me, like very disappointing.
Totally.
But I think we're both in a great space in our lives individually. And that's just what it is.
Okay.
I'm enjoying where I am right now in the season. And I've made some really great friendships outside of that. So
that's good. We also are in the premiere, Shamia. You're starting a rum company. And the big difference between this and your music career, and one of the big differences is that, or that you point out, is that Gerald is not funding it. You're funding this yourself. This is a totally you endeavor based on all the other jobs that you have.
Jobs.
Yeah, no, exactly. You're employed and you're booked and busy.
Yes.
I guess like tease a little bit about like what we can expect from that, because it seems like that's going to be something that we're going to be following pretty closely with you.
Yeah. So, remember season 16, we all went on a cash trip to Grenada.
Okay, I forgot.
Beautiful island of Grenada. And, you know, I'm a tequila, rosé, champagne girl. But when I tried the rum at Clark's Court, I was like, wow, this is some good stuff. And I started feeling like, ooh. And then I found out the rum has a little, you know, aphrodisiac in it that's going to, you know, really tickle your libido. Okay. And so I was like, wait a minute. Did we just become best friends? And I met the Nichols family. It's a Black-owned company. They're family-owned, and it's been around for hundreds of years. And when I tell you, it is so good. it is good. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not a rum drinker. Uh-huh. But to be able to have the best of both worlds, like, I'm like, hello, you don't need to get a prescription. You can just drink my rum. So I'm excited to share it with the world. And hopefully I'll change some lives and make more babies in the process.
There we go. Does the financial factor, like what kind of conversations are we going to see you and Gerald have around that?
Oh, yeah. He's a man of very few words. Like, no. I'm like,
I respect it.
Okay, well, I guess you don't want me to do it. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah, so he's not really a fan of it, but...
But it's your gig.
That's my gig. So I'm like, I'm asking you for nothing anyway.
There we go.
But
there we go.
But he does support in other ways. So I can't be mad at him because like my music, like he's still supporting my music. And hopefully I'll be able to release an album soon.
I was about to say, is there more coming?
More music coming for sure. Good. So we gotta hang out again. We gotta gab again, Gibson, when I actually drop the album. But it'll be a minute from now. So
Okay. You bring in Pinky as well, one of our new faces, and she's already made a lot of headlines before her time on the show for unfortunate reasons. And I'm curious, like, as your friend, do you have anything to say about that?
You mean Pinky, aka Miss Rachel? I'm like, girl, go ahead and drop some more Miss Pinky videos because I'll just let Shiloh look at those now. We can mix you in, Miss Rachel, and then Miss Pinky.
Educational children's television. There we go. Okay.
That girl is hilarious. I'm like, Pinky, oh my goodness. That's just a preview of what you're going to see this season on season 17.
From her. Okay.
From her. Yeah.
Yeah. At some point in the trailer, Shamia, we're running out of time, but Pinky asks Phaedra, or she asks Phaedra why you would lie on her. And Phaedra responds that you just don't like her. Do you know what that has to do with? Can you tease like any of that?
I do now. I do now. And Phaedra and I've had, you know, our back and forth in the past. That's no secret. But I really do like Phaedra. So it's unfortunate that we weren't able to be as close as I think we could be. Mm-hmm. But I think we kind of get a better understanding of where where it comes from.
Okay.
When you watch, but ultimately, I like Phaedra. I don't have anything against Phaedra. And when you watch, you'll understand how I could have maybe misinterpreted a few of her words. Now, I am big on accountability, right? So I did kind of misspeak about something. Okay. And yeah, I own it.
Okay. That's all you can ask for, you know?
Yeah,
acknowledge it.
And you hope we can all move from it, move past it. And that's just what it is.
Sure. So, Shamia, you know, season 17, I'm just getting such good vibes from from this group. It feels like it's like the dynamics are really interesting and really kind of like not teams. It doesn't really seem that way. I guess tee up season 17 for us to close out because it seems like it's really going to give.
Oh, yeah. Season 17 is dreams. I mean, it's the dream cast. I keep saying this because I really feel like it. I mean, when it comes down to me and who I am, literally giving T.I.'s new song, Let Them Know. I'm letting them know who I am, what I stand for, and who they not finna play with.
And there you go. There you have it, people. Shamia Morton, thank you so much for jumping on. I love gabbing with you. I'm excited to see your sophomore season
and all you
have going on. So I really appreciate it. And hopefully we get to do it again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gabe on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gibsonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.